Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at pound 1450.
KFI's News Time, 8:11. Good morning to you, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. You heard the numbers. I'll give them to you one more time. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. And give a call, and we always recommend calling early. Get your questions in so we get them answered. And we say good morning and welcome to the one, the only, Ron Radiman.
Well, good morning, Jerry.
Good to see you.
And Patty.
That was my next introduction. Master Gardener Patty's back with us. Hello.
Hello.
I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks.
Yeah. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Thought maybe you got mad at us or something.
No. I've been pretty busy.
Oh, okay.
It's just kind of the way summer goes. Pretty soon it's...
Well, yeah.
Well, and it's going.
We only got 54 days, I think it is, till Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my gosh. There's maybe not 52. Enough time to get it all done.
Summer is way too short.
It is.
Way too short. 923-1450. Nice rain this week.
Yes. Very nice.
Yeah. And it's still kind of one of those where it's keeping the gardens looking good, the perennials looking good, the lawns looking good. If you planted a tree, though, this year or last year, it's still been pretty hot, so it wouldn't hurt to still water your new trees not every day, of course, but even just, once every 10 days, even with these rains, because it just doesn't seem like it. I'm getting people and calls and I go look at them. I go, no, it's needing more water. They're thinking it's getting enough water with the rain, but it's not getting down deep enough.
Deep enough,
But it definitely helps. And a lot of times it's a good. You can kind of piggyback that rain with a supplemental watering, and then you're kind of doing your tree double good. So,
and after you have a rain, is usually if you're doing a vegetable or a perennial or flower garden, that's a better time to fertilize than it is if it's totally dry. Because fertilizer is better if there's already some moisture in the ground so that you don't burn roots and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good little hint.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of times, because people are, a lot of times they're thinking, oh, it's going to rain, so I should fertilize. But, you gotta kind of...
Do it the other way around.
Yeah. And then water it after it's done, too. But
yeah.
And that would be even a liquid fertilizer you're talking?
Yeah, or granular, either one.
Either one, okay.
And watering trees is, like Ron said, that is, you have to do that when it's this dry of a spring that we've had. There's absolutely no moisture down far enough yet.
And we're going back up to the mid-80s again, midweek.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's still scattered rain coming in the forecast. We'll see if it ever makes it to the ground.
Yeah, about a 50-50 chance virtually every day, Monday through Thursday this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, scattered showers aren't doing what you're talking about.
Well, and it's when it's scattered like that, you just never really know. You can be getting, rain in Fond du Lac and not rain in Rosendale or Lemire. Actually, this past week, they didn't get near as much rain once you got kind of on the other side of Lemire as what we did here in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Van Dyne. It was
narrow
more,
band again.
Yeah, it didn't even rain down. Once you got to Theresa,
it
rained here all day long.
Wow.
So yeah, it just kind of depends.
Well, some places actually got close to 3 inches, didn't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, if you got up to...
got a lot of water.
Yeah, if you got up like north of, or Van Dyne, Chilton, up through there, I think they got more. Because that band, I was watching it, and it was kind of just skirting along Fond du Lac. And some of the earlier ones went through up to the north that didn't even hit Fond du Lac. So it was kind of like a 3-2-1 as you went further, you know, south from Oshkosh to, say, you know, Beaver Dam or West Bend. Yeah. So
Lake Winnebago has a lot to do with it. So does the you know, the shelf that we're on, the Niagara Escarpment over mm-hmm. by Eden there, and that sometimes makes the rain stay away too.
Hmm. Well, and even, like, you know, Horicon Marsh has a bearing on that too. So it's kind of the combination of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, you know, it's a good week. You know, when we talked a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, be careful of, you know, spraying insecticides, spraying fungicides,
yes.
things like that. You know, it's a good week to do that. Again, we've got lower humidity, which is always better, and more of these moderate temperatures where it's, you know, if it is hitting 80, it's not hitting it by much and not for long during the day. So it's and we're seeing a lot of, you know, the funguses reappear here again. Those spores are still there from the last couple of years, and it was starting to burn them up a little bit when we had that hot weather in June, and now we're getting more and more calls and seeing more and more of it. And those, you know, that were in the spruce, you know, especially the Colorado spruces, we've got a good product out at Radiman's. I had a couple calls on it this week, and it's called Rose RX, and, you know, it's formulated for roses, but I like it because it's got a fungicide and a miticide in it. And sometimes when spruce are under stress, you'll see spider mites. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's a combination of the two, of mites and the fungus is going on in spruce, so you can kind of, whether you have it or not, if you don't have it, you don't have to, you're still spraying for it. Maybe you have limited or just a few mites in there, but that'll at least, you know, knock those down. And the other thing that I always say, well, they get, you know, my spruce tree is 30 feet tall, I can't spray all the way to the top, but most of the problems are in the bottom 15 feet. As it gets up higher, you're getting more sun, you're getting more wind circulation, you know, air circulation, wind.
Yep.
And so the problem isn't up, and that's why you'll see the fungus, and it's kind of starts from the bottom up, because the spores are in the ground, they're on the lower portions of the tree. So if you can spray that and knock those numbers down, you don't have to get every single, right. you know, every single inch of the tree, just get the bottom half. Even that's better than nothing. So
yeah. I had a lot of it, it's not really a total killing the leaves, but a fungus on my peonies this year. And it was so dry and hot, and I don't know what caused that, but
we had a lot of humidity. Even though it was hot, it was hot and dry, but it was also, there was quite a bit of humidity during that period, and, you know, that just kind of those funguses have been so bad the last couple of years that it's all right there, and it doesn't yeah. take much for it to reappear. So. So
right,
yeah,
conditions.
We're seeing it in yeah. you know, in a lot of, you know, in a lot of different plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our old friend powdery mildew has made yeah. a reappearance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I got to put fungicide on again. I had put it on, but with the rain, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, and I saw some of that. I was in Lemaira yesterday, and there was some lilacs with powdery mildew on it.
That's every year.
Yeah.
And once it's there, it's kind of hard to really do anything about it. It helps a little to put fungicide on, but
what we've been doing until I get back out there is just cutting the area off
yeah,
and destroying
yeah.
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Right. Trim out some of those branches. Mm-hmm. Or
it's lack of air circulation that causes most of that stuff.
Yeah, I can see the bushes that I'm thinking about. There's not that much.
You got to set your fan up in your backyard.
Yes.
Right. That'll go over big. KFIZ News Time 820. We're going to take our first break. Is Radiman's around this morning?
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get that plug in yet.
No.
We better get with the program.
Yeah.
Brock will be texting me saying, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, Radiman's is open today, open till noon today. So you could still get a delivery or stop on out. Just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of Highway 41 on County B. Or give us a call, 920-922-7612.
Get your questions in.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late-model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
We open doors for you, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Hey, it's Caitlin at Fond du Lac Credit Union, and I'm here to help you upgrade your summer. Thanks to our super low rates, this summer could be the one where you finally buy that new camper and hit the open road. Or blaze your own trail on a sweet ATV. Maybe you've always wanted to skim some waves on a shiny new jet ski. Or cruise Lake Winnebago on your very own boat. With our low rates and 90-day no-payment option, we can help you upgrade your summer any way you name it. Get started or apply today by visiting fdlcu.com or call 920-921-1123 to speak with a lender. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured with the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. Rates are based on your credit score. Membership eligibility required.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
Summer is a great time to start home projects, but let's face it, some jobs are better left to the professionals. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, ServiceMaster RRH is here to help. For over two decades, we have provided top quality restoration services in Wisconsin. Spend your summers on what matters to you and let us cover the rest. Visit us at smrrh.com or call us at 877-GO-DRY-IT. National strength, local expertise.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac summer hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 till 4, featuring tons of new summer fun activities. Every Saturday at 10 a.m., explore Wonders with Words, an interactive literary experience to help prevent summer learning loss. Sponsored by Altrusa International and Mid-States Aluminum. To buy your membership, go to cmfdl.org.
The Children's Museum of Fond du Lac, connecting kids through a partnership of learning through play.
Alrighty, we are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Hey, the lines are open for you. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. I would imagine there will be a secret caller number in your mind already.
It's there. We better get a caller.
Yeah, because it's a larger number.
Might have to adjust the number already.
923-1450. If you have any questions, this would be a really good time to call in rather than 9:55. You're listening to polkas. Whatever.
Good time to call in for a polka request.
Yeah, that's a better time for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You were mentioning off air something that bugs people.
Well, I always get the calls during the week. So if we have over the break, then I scratch my head a little bit and think about what we're going to talk about in the next segment. If there's no callers and I had a couple people asking about Japanese beetle again this week, and it's one that we found some in Fond du Lac. Actually, our good friend of mine, Cindy Lutenberger, was on a job site and found some in Fond du Lac last week. And so that's the first we've actually seen, or the first I've heard of inside the, you know, the city limits. Now, it was out in the the edge of the city limits, actually. But that's, and with Japanese beetle, now, if you're finding them now, you'll have to stop out and pick up some insecticide eight, that, and then spray that right on the beetles. Either if you can catch them on the ground, that's the best, because they're hatching from the ground and then they're moving on up into trees, you know, in your yard. So if you can get them while they're in the ground, it's a little bit easier. And then, but we also have another one called annual tree and shrub, but that one you have to apply in the fall or spring. It's to the different areas, so it's too late for that. Yeah. But we better get the lines.
Yeah. Alrighty, I just put on hold. So okay. That's why I was busy here. I couldn't get this caller on. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got a little question. I've got a maple tree that's probably about 6 or 7 years old. And on the bottom, maybe from about 3 feet up, the bark is kind of peeled off on there. And somebody told me just to spray some of that black undercoating, like a tree wound, on it.
No, that's not good.
It isn't.
No. If the bark is coming off your tree, there's some kind of problems underneath the bark that are making it come off.
Can you see, like, the heartwood of the tree there where the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see where the hardwood is. It's just, like, kind of on the bark on the outside. It's about 3 or 4 feet up from the ground. There's a spot probably about 8 inches long and maybe about 3 inches wide. And then up from that, about another foot, there's another place where the bark is peeled off. Not as bad as the lower part. I don't see any bugs or anything around there.
Does it go all the way around the tree?
No. It's just on the south side.
Yeah, it could be. It could have been sun scald, which occurs in like February, especially on the southwest side. You'll see that. And it affects mostly smaller trees that the bark isn't rough enough yet on them. And it's not really, you know, it isn't, I shouldn't say it isn't hurting the tree. It's putting the tree in a little bit of a vulnerable position because it's now a weak point, at least until it heals over. But, yeah, we don't really recommend spraying anything on it. You know, the best thing is to just kind of keep it open, so that it's open to the sun, the light, the air circulation, because, you know, you just don't want it to rot out in there before it heals over. And it'll heal. It'll probably take a couple years to heal over. But, you know, maybe just, you know, if it's starting to shade it or anything like that, then you might want to thin out or open it up, you know, trim up some of the lower branches just
to... There's no branches around there anywhere. The branches are up farther.
Yeah, so you should be okay. It'll just gradually heal. Keep your tree in good health. You know, water it, fertilize it. We got NutriPack fertilizer packets out at Radiman's. They're great for those medium-sized trees like that.
Yeah.
You know, because you want it to keep growing. You want it to keep it in good health. So that, because the more it grows, the quicker that'll heal over.
Yeah, it's about 7 years old, and it's getting fairly high. It's got leaves and everything all around, and my neighbor next door, he says, don't worry about it. He says he came over and took a look at it, and he did some tree trimming when he was in high school.
Uh-huh. And no, I don't think there's really anything to do. So, you know, like I said, just probably the most important thing is just keep the tree in good health and, you know, water it when it's hot and dry and, you know, even, you know, just water it once, you know, once more here in July and once again in August. Keep it in good health. So
Yeah. It's it's growing. And he says, too, he says, a maple is a very strong tree. And I don't know what type of maple it really is, you know.
Yeah, and it's kind of all the same advice, whether it's a maple or a elm or a birch, yeah. You know. So,
uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, all fine. Thank you.
Good luck with the healing process. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Well, I guess they didn't want to talk anyway. Lines are open, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Now lines are open for you.
The thing about people still think that it's a good idea to paint over or put tar or something to seal up a wound in the bark, but that's the worst thing you can do because you could heal in moisture and cause rot to get worse.
Yeah, you want to leave it open. You know, don't wrap it. Don't put plastic around it to protect it. You know, the best thing you can do is just leave it open to the sun and the wind. And that, you know, that'll – and they – most of those, you know, if you got a 2-inch split like that, and sun scald, it sure sounds like it's sun scald being on the south side. Sun scald happens in like late February, March, when the ground is still frozen and it's starting to thaw out and the sap starts moving up. You know, it'll warm up on, you know, you're kind of tempted on those late February, March days where the sun's out and, you know, you can almost be out there in a short sleeve shirt, but then it's 40 degrees, 50 degrees, the sun's shining.
That's when you tap it for maple syrup.
Yeah. and then the sun drops, you know, sets and it drops over the horizon and it goes from, you know, almost feeling like it's 50 degrees out to being down to 20 in the matter of and so the sap is moving up the tree and that's why it happens on the south side, south and southwest side because that's where the sun is shining on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Alrighty. Got a caller. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. We have things eating our cucumber leaves.
Oh, bugs, I'm assuming, bugs.
Well, I'm sure it's bugs. Yeah, we've seen bugs in there. I don't know. It's, my thought is there such a thing as a cucumber beetle?
And yes,
what
there
put
is.
On, what would we put on the leaves? And is it okay when they're forming fruit to
well,
eat the leaves?
If they're doing a lot of damage to the leaves. I would suggest putting some garden powder on some 7 or some 8 that comes, and it's not good for all the insects that you need there to fertilize and form more fruit. But if you want to spray, probably you could spray like at nighttime when the insects aren't there.
Oh, okay. And just being sprayed, they will kind of deter from going back on there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a residual if you use the Garden 8 spray. It'll stay on the leaves for a few days until you get a heavy rain.
And we put some on our zucchini early, and leaves are being eaten too, and it definitely seemed to help. And
it does. It does. But
you might have to do it, you know, as again, you know, they're growing, so there's more new leaves too.
Yeah.
So if you spray it and then you wait 2 weeks, there's, you know, 2 more weeks of leaves that didn't get the spray. So,
sure.
So you have to almost spray them every couple weeks.
Yeah, if we continue to see them being eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kind of watch the new growth too, because sometimes if you're not seeing any problems on the new growth, well, then you know the insects were there and gone. So sometimes, you know, people are spraying, but it's kind of too late because the insects were there a couple weeks ago already, and now they're, you know, they're gone. So look more at the new growth than the old foliage, because insects will definitely, they gravitate towards the new foliage.
It's more tender. They like it better.
Yeah.
Better. Sure.
Right. So whenever you're seeing, you know, and that's kind of the case on trees, shrubs, anything, you know, if you're seeing holes that were there, you know, from back in May and early June, it doesn't really, you know, look at the new growth and watch watch the new growth for the problem. So,
okay, all right.
And
thanks for the info.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. 923-1450. Lines are available for you. A lot of buggy questions this year. I mean, realistically.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of bugs.
Yeah. Seems like we get buggy questions every year, but it just seems like it's the more prevalent topic this year.
Well, but dealing with a vegetable garden, that's a big trap. Big topic every year.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of vegetable gardens, you coordinate community gardens. Yes. How are your gardens growing? How are they looking?
They're looking
very, very quite contrary. How does your garden grow?
They're looking. They're looking great. People have been making really good use of watering, so the gardens are looking great. This rain now has helped quite a bit with that situation, but some people just like to water. Every time it doesn't rain, so, you know, we've been going through a lot of water.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. What do people grow there? Everything, or is it kind of specific to particular crops?
Every garden plant you can think of, and there's the Asian gardeners out there, the Hmongs. Their gardens are so unique. I used to give actual garden tours when I first started, and I didn't get a lot of public participation. It was just the other gardeners walking around. So, mm-hmm. But they have such unique. They have this bean that's like a foot long, and it's got purple spots on it, and they they grow. Some of their stuff is so beautiful. It's exotic and beautiful. It's fun to go out there and walk around and look at things.
Have to stop out there someday and take a peek.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I drive by it and say, wow, it's looking good.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't drive by, there's always somebody out there working.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how hot it is.
Yeah, and that's on the East Frontage Road.
Across from the airport.
Right. In case you don't know where the community gardens are. Lines are open if you don't know where your buttons are. 923-1450 are the numbers. Ready for your calls.
A couple of weeks ago, Wisconsin Public Radio asked me to interview. So I was on morning show on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was fun.
We had you first.
Yeah, yes, that's what I told them. I already have a radio experience.
That's why they wanted you.
They just were looking for somebody that worked in gardens and found the extension office and saw that they had a gardener on staff, and I got an email.
Won't be long; you'll be on the morning shows on television.
I don't think so.
That would be a good morning show, you two.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
To get a hold of GMA or somebody and say, hey, we got an act for you. 923-1450. Let's take our second break, as long as we don't have any phone calls.
Always a good time for a break if there's no callers. Anyway, Radiman's open today until noon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. You can take Highway 175 or Highway 41, work your way over to County B, which is about 5 miles north of Lemire, 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, and then just cross over 41, and we're just east of 41 by about a quarter mile.
Call now.
Better sleep means a better you. That's why Mattress Firm made the Rest Assured Promise, featuring the best mattresses from America's best brands. For a limited time, save $500 on Tempur-Breeze mattresses and sleep 8 degrees cooler. Plus, get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Our sleep experts have over 200 hours of training, so you can rest assured we'll find the right bed for you. Only at Mattress Firm, America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Make 2021 the year you take charge of your future. Michaels Corporation, a leading infrastructure and utility contractor, has an immediate need for drivers and mechanics. As part of the Michaels team, you'll take pride in operating and maintaining their fleet. Members of the Michaels team also enjoy competitive wages and generous benefits. Qualified candidates can learn more about available positions and apply today at michaelscareers.us. Build your future with Michaels. Michaels, an affirmative action, equal opportunity employer. Women, disabilities, veterans, minorities.
The Milwaukee County Zoo is a place to educate, entertain, and inspire visitors of all ages. This summer, Sean Kenny's Animal Upper Powers, made with Lego bricks, a brand new exhibition featuring awe-inspiring sculptures made from Lego bricks, is at the zoo. Sponsored by Sendix Food Market. These are larger-than-life sculptures of creatures who have evolved to possess their own superpowers. Get curious and explore. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
And we are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Lines are open for your questions. Still waiting for our secret caller. Only Ron knows for sure the number. Wasn't that a commercial on TV years ago? Only somebody knows for sure? Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yep, yep.
Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Well, Ron knows for sure here. And he does not have a hairdresser.
Coming up pretty quick. I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay. 923-14. Well, that worked. Good morning. You're on the air.
Okay. Since you're not so busy, I just thought I'd call and ask, if I overwatered my impatiens, is there any chance that they will come back?
Well, impatiens have been a difficult plant the last few years because they get some kind of fungus in them, and it's not, it's depend. Variety dependent. So if you overwatered them, that's probably going to help that fungus.
That's what I was going to say. It probably was a combination of the two. If you're overwatering, you're kind of promoting that fungus.
And they won't come back. I'm sorry.
Mm. Oh, okay, that's what I figured, because they look so sick right now, I just don't think.
Yeah.
But the problem was the holes in the bottom of my planter were plugged up.
Oh, yeah, that's
so a
big
problem. I found that out too late, Okay, well, thank you very much for that answer.
All right, thanks for the call. They went swimming. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
I got garlic, and I was wondering if should cut them. Seeds off. They're about
You should
4 or 5 feet high.
If you cut those off, the bulbs will continue to get a little bigger before you dig them out, and you can use those for cooking. They're called garlic scapes, and people use.
I saw a plane for sale with scapes for sale. I didn't know what.
That's what it is. It's those tops with the seeds starting to form for the next generation. So cut them off and use them up. And
do they taste like garlic?
Oh yeah. They're just as good as using fresh garlic bulbs. And it shouldn't be long when you'll be. When did you plant your garlic?
Last fall.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be long now, and you can dig those up as soon as the bottom leaf or two starts to yellow a little bit.
Okay. Thank you much.
Marty, and enjoy your pork roast with your garlic scapes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Never heard of that before. I didn't realize that. Of course, I've never planted garlic either.
Garlic is really pretty easy to grow.
That's why I should plant it.
But you have to plant it in, like, October.
Okay.
Like the middle of October.
Okay. And what are you planting a bulb? I've never...
Yeah.
So instead of eating it, you plant it.
Right. When I dig mine, I keep back, like, three of the biggest bulbs, and those are the ones that get planted for the next season.
Ah, okay. Mm. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. If a coneflower plant was eaten off by a rabbit or a deer and all that's left is just the stem coming up, is there any hope of that plant coming back and growing leaves and maybe a flower?
It might still produce a flower, but it's actually getting kind of late in the summer. Usually anything you trim back should be trimmed by the 4th of July if you expect flowers yet that season.
Well, I didn't trim it off.
No, I know. But if the rabbits pruned it off for you recently, it might not flower. But if it was before the 4th, it might still.
It's so close, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't give up on it. Right. You know, you'll probably be able to tell. It might take another week or two, but if it starts, you'll start to see some new growth forming.
Sure.
It kind of really depends if it was how high it was nipped off too, if it was just the top or if there's enough there to work with for it. But it's still got the root system, and sure. so it won't die. But it may not have enough, like what Patty's saying, there may not quite be enough summer left for it to redevelop and reform a flower.
Right, that's a lot of work in a short time.
But maybe we have if we have a nice September and it keeps growing, you got a chance yet. It's like I said, it's not really too much past the 4th, only a week.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Would it come back next year?
It will. It doesn't have to flower to come back, but yeah, it'll come back. As long as the roots aren't damaged, it's not going to hurt the plant. Totally.
Okay, that animal ate every little leaf. I'm just a stalk.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. It was, and then my other cone plant. It took maybe a week later or something, and it did the same thing.
Well, can you put a netting around it or a fence or something for just to give it a chance?
I suppose we could, but angry, but
yes, I would be too. I'd be out there with a I don't know what.
Yeah, you don't really know what the problem is. Once you figure out the problem, it's a little easier to solve it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
Good luck, and thanks for waiting. I didn't push the button hard enough.
This isn't hung up.
Oh, that's why it didn't work. Okay, now I can do it. Thank you very much for the phone expertise. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air now that I know how to work the phones.
Great. I was wondering about the arborvitaes, if it's still too late to trim them.
No, you're okay yet right now. We usually, we kind of have like that first week of, 4th of July, first week of July is always what I always say, the best time. But you could trim them probably all the way through the month of July. I wouldn't trim them once it gets, into August, though. Because what's happening is when you're trimming, you're going to encourage more new growth. And, of course, you want that growth to harden off before we start getting frost and freezing weather, which, can occur later September, October. So that's why you want to trim them as... And you want them to grow out of it. They do best if they grow out and they have some more new growth on them going into winter rather than having the... Because otherwise the tips kind of burn if they don't get a chance to grow going into later summer and early fall.
So do you suggest a good watering after trimming?
Well, arborvitaes, they love water. You got to get an awful lot of rain and an awful lot of problems before an arborvitae would be. So arborvitaes really should get watered once or twice a month all summer long, really, even if it's raining regularly. So you know, you could, I don't know that it would really matter if you're, if when you're watering them, if it would be before or after you trim, it probably wouldn't really matter. I would base it more on the current conditions. Arborvitaes are a shallow rooted, you know, kind of a fine rooted plant. So they do best if they got like wood chips or bark mulch around them. They like the water. So yeah, go ahead and definitely water them, you know, before trimming, and then wait a couple weeks and water them again.
Perfect. Also, I'd like to thank you for the tip on doing an extra fertilizer with the weed and feed. That and the lawn is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, sometimes you can't always look at the calendar. You got to look at I don't really look at the weather per se each day as much as I watch the 10-day forecast, and because that's kind of the forebearer of things to come. And you know, when we see these opportunities like you get in, it doesn't, you know, most of the time you start fertilizing in the first week of July, you're going to get yourself in trouble. But this was one of those years where it was ideal, perfect conditions. So yeah, glad it worked out for you. And hang on the line too. You're our secret caller here, so don't hang up on us.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll be with you shortly. Okay, hang tight. And we are going to take our final break here because it's time.
Well, we're zipping here now. Radiman's open today until noon, Monday through Friday until 5. You can still get a delivery today, or you can get a delivery next week, most any day, I would think. 920-922-7612, or stop on out. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, just east of 41 on County Trunk B.
We shall be right back with our callers.
A reputation for being the best, the toughest zero-turn mower ever made doesn't come easy. It's earned by outworking, outperforming, and outdoing with horsepower, handling, and versatility. Introducing Bobcat Zero-Turn Mowers. Bring tough to turf. Buy a new Bobcat mower. Get 0% APR for up to 48 months and rebates up to $500. Miller Implement and Pro Motorsports of Fond du Lac. Online at workhardplayhard.net.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I am proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Make 2021 the year you take charge of your future. Michaels Corporation, a leading infrastructure and utility contractor, has an immediate need for drivers and mechanics. As part of the Michaels team, you'll take pride in operating and maintaining their fleet. Members of the Michaels team also enjoy competitive wages and generous benefits. Qualified candidates can learn more about available positions and apply today at michaelscareers.us. Build your future with Michaels. Michaels, an affirmative action, equal opportunity employer. Women, disabilities, veterans, minorities.
KFI's the news time, 8:54. We are back. Final segment of this week's edition of Landscape Smart. I got to say, guys, our qualifying ladies, she was so nice. She said, I won once last year. I want to pay it forward to the next caller.
Well, that's something that we've never, just about the time we thought we've heard it all here on the show. That's a interesting.
Our thanks to Deb for her consideration. And I would imagine this caller is pretty pleased because you just became a qualifier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
My name is Chris, and we are in the process of rearranging a flower bed.
Okay.
Since it's been a little bit cooler, can I get away with moving plants?
Yes, you can. I was doing just that about 10 days ago, and I was thinking, these plants better be tough because they got to get moved, and it's really, really hot. But this is perfect as long as they're watered well before you dig them and after you plant them.
Now, we're talking mostly perennials.
Yes.
You know, don't try doing a maple tree or anything like that.
No.
But yeah, so I always like to just kind of throw that in there.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, if you're moving perennials or annuals for that matter, I guess. And it, again, if it's easiest if there isn't a lot of new vegetative growth, and typically by now a lot of that is hardened off to a point.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you need to, after you place it in its new home, you might have to trim it back a little bit if some of the leaves and branches wilt on you a little.
Yeah, sometimes it'll they burn it. Back a little bit. So then just trim those wilted ones or burnt ones off. But it'll should do fine.
I did it. I had two ginormous hostas, and they're just happy as can be.
Let's hear that. You did it during the hot weather.
Yes.
All righty. Well, good luck with the transplant.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi. I just have a question as to when the best time is to trim my barberries and nine bush. I mean, typically I've done it in the fall, but they've just grown so much this year.
I like to do it in early spring.
You could do them now. You know, you're... Like barberries, there's no flowers to worry about,
no.
You know, so you could trim those now, or, you know, but again, you'd want to do it right now. Don't wait until, you know, the end of August or something like that. Do it here now, or, you know, within the next couple weeks would be fine. And the same thing with nine bark. I mean, you could trim nine bark really any time of year because they flower on their new growth. So if you trim them back right now, they'll grow some more, and you'll probably get some more flowers.
Fall is the worst time to prune them, they're going to try and regrow where you trimmed it back to. And
well, if it's late fall, you know, fall is a funny definition.
Right.
You know, when you say fall, you know, if it's September, it's the worst time to do any trimming. But or you could wait all the way till the end of October and there's no leaves on the tree. That's still kind of fall too, and then it's
still iffy because it still could grow.
Well, not in late October; it's not going to grow anymore. But not in Wisconsin, it's not. There's no leaves left on the plant at that time of year. So anyway,
You like my barberries. You know, I kind of would trim late fall, you know, even maybe into early November, just because I needed room for my snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good, trim them now and trim them again then if, you know, that wouldn't hurt anything.
No.
But like Patty said, you know, the worst time is going to be like later August or September, you know. You have to kind of get into October before it's safe to trim again. So, but you'd be okay right now with those. And for that matter, you know, if you wanted to trim spireas now is a good time. Trim those dead tips off and
you
can get some more flowers. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the call.
Good luck. We got about 20 seconds. You got a quick question? Go ahead.
Okay. On putting that RX on our big blue spruce, the needles didn't fall. It looks beautiful. But once you put that on and then it rains, does that wash that off?
You might have to apply it again. If it's on there for a half a day, 3, 4, 5 hours, it should be okay. But a second application maybe 10 days later would be probably a good idea.
All righty.
Yep, thanks for the call. That was a quick one.
Yes.
Okay, well, Radiman's open today until noon. She was asking about Rose RX. That's the fungicide that we spray on, fungicide and miticide that you can spray on roses or blue spruce, for that matter. Radiman's open today till noon, or give us a call, 922-7612.
Thanks to Ron. Thanks to Patty. Thanks to you for your calls. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 9 o'clock.
Good morning, everybody.